Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
We can record a podcast.
Do you want to start? You want me to start?
I can start.
No, I can totally
Don't
start.
Don't steal my thunder.
Okay, you can start.
Good. Oh, wait. Good day, everyone. It's Charlie.
And Dixie.
And welcome back or to the Two Chicks podcast.
So, we wanted to start off this episode of the podcast, talking about something Charlie and I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Charlie came with me yesterday to the recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually rapped.
Yeah.
On my song.
I did.
It was really good.
Yeah.
No, but seriously. Charlie has a little part in, I think it's the next song I'm doing. I'm not sure yet. But what did you think about going into the studio?
I thought it was really cool. It was really fun. I mean, I didn't actually, like, sing anything.
We just chit-chatted.
Which was super fun. It was a little scary because I tend to be a little bit more quiet and I had to kind of speak up.
And we had to be, like, super animated because we're trying to, oh, I don't want to give away too much, but we're trying to be, like, super catty.
Gossipy.
Yes. So we had to do super, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah. But it was super fun. I actually really enjoyed it. The studio was super cute.
Huh.
And yeah, like, I don't know, but I'm featured on Dixie's next song, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your name's in it.
In the title?
No, but I say your name in the song.
She is so rude.
Well, at the beginning. But it was super fun. It was cool having you there because, like,
yeah, I feel like you're usually, it's just,
I go there almost every day.
But yeah, I had never been, so it was exciting. You're always at the studio at, like, weird times where, like, either I'm doing something or it's, like, early.
No, but I'm so excited for it. It's such a fun song.
Yeah, I actually, like, that's not usually the type of music that, like, I would gravitate towards, but the song is just, like,
It's just fun.
Anyone can sing it. Like, it's just, it's a bop.
It's
what I would call it.
It's not done yet because we're still, like, adding some things and some other stuff. But I feel like I just don't want this song to be taken literally.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to come with drama. I just think it's, like, a fun chanting song, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I could definitely, like,
if we were in the car together on the ride to school.
If you're hanging out, yeah, or if you're, like, hanging out with your girls and, like, you want to just, like, sing. It's just, like, a fun, upbeat song. But I hope that people kind of, like, disconnect.
And don't take it too seriously. It's a chant for fun. Like, it's not
meant to be, like, this is describing my life or, like, this is describing your life. Like, it might be, but
just
that's not what it was meant for.
Yeah. But I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, it's
I wish I could say
it's
more.
Great. I know. I kind of just wish we could play the song, but it's okay, guys. I'll leak it before it comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I wanted to talk a little bit about something.
Okay.
So this is kind of more, we're going to be like a little personal and...
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a lot of hate lately
mm-hmm.
for how I present myself on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really talk about things that go on in my life just because I'm like, that's my issue, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I hate how it comes across because I don't mean for it to be that way. And like a couple things, I mean, you know, because you see it firsthand. I have explosions of emotions.
Yeah.
Due to some health things I have outbursts of anger and emotion and talk without thinking because I have other things going on in my body that I can't control. And I started medication for it.
Like, I definitely understand what you're saying. That plus sarcasm.
Yeah, it like, just doesn't go well together. Like, I have to do it with my parents all the time and you... Well, not as much anymore because I've been working on it a lot, but just... I get angry at nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you could be tapping your foot and the, like, my mind just goes insane and I act on it when I don't want to. And that's what really sucks because I just try to be, like, show my actual self because I feel like that's what people want to see on the internet, but I can't. And recently, it's just, I just feel guilty for every single thing I do, every opportunity I have, and, like, I broke down the other day and I was like, would it just be better? Would I be doing more people a favor if I wasn't here kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not trying to for sympathy or anything. I just want to be real. Like, that's how I'm feeling. Like, I just feel guilty for being alive sometimes. And I'm like, for something I can't control and it's affected me personally. And I've been feeling this way for months. But when sometimes it gets on the internet and little parts of my actual like, you get what I'm trying to say. I'm struggling speaking right now because it's, like, obviously not something I love talking about. But, I don't know. It's hard.
Well, everyone says they're a mental health advocate until someone who has a following speaks on what they're struggling with in their life. And then they're like, well, your life's perfect. We weren't talking about you. But it's like, you may have things and you might even not want to talk about it. But you're being brave and talking about things that you don't. You might not feel comfortable talking about yet, but you want to explain to everyone that, like, this is something that I have to deal with every single day. And it doesn't matter how many followers I have, how much money I have. This still affects me and it hurts me personally. And, like, I don't know. I feel like people should be a little bit more understanding because it truly does not matter. Like,
not even that. I don't want people to just, like, give me sympathy or whatever. I feel like the way I come across, which I know I do sometimes, is bratty, ungrateful, and things like that. But at the end of the day, I just don't... When you're unhappy with your own life, you don't care about anything. And that's just how I come off. And it's like, since people don't know the other side of me, I come off as ungrateful and bratty. But I'm using comedy to deal with my feelings of not wanting to be here. So... Like, it comes off as ungrateful sarcasm.
As your sister, like, I've known you my entire life. Like, I can understand when something you're saying is a joke or sarcasm and, like, when it's not. But people that might not know you, like, or on the internet, sometimes that doesn't come off the right way and it sucks because then you have to go back and rethink, like, every little thing that you say. So then you just stop talking and it's just, like, turns into this cycle where you have to censor yourself so much because...
But it's not even... Like, if you have an opinion on me, stick to your opinion. It's like, be, like, strong to your opinion. But at the end of the day, you have to give me a little bit of grace that you never know exactly what someone else is going through.
Yeah.
But I've gotten a lot of tests done recently, been to the doctors a bunch of times, trying to, like, just mood things, which you've had in the past before with, like, your mood and your brain is like,
yeah,
the chemicals in your brain are unbalanced and you literally can't control your emotions.
But I feel like that's why I'm doing so much like better now. I recently got on some medications.
You've been happy.
Help me with that. And I haven't been having those like crazy mood swings where one thing sets it off and my whole life is falling apart. And whether I take that to an Instagram live or whatever, like people are like, you're so emotional. You cry all the time. Like I was in a very bad place where if something in my brain switched in a second, like I'm going to break down and I can't help it. Like, I don't know, but I mean, I'm doing a lot better and just kind of focusing on myself. That might be why I'm like MIA from social media sometimes, but it's just like, if you want to see who you saw before, like everyone kind of needs to give me a little time to like get back to that same mental state where I was so happy.
Yeah.
But on the note of that, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some DMs I got that I thought were really funny. I feel like people forget that I can see my DM requests. So, like, if you say stuff to me, like, I see it. So, this one is from Lean. So, July 31st, she slid up on my story and said, you are perfect. Yesterday at 5 a.m., she slid up on my story and said, literally, WTF, shut up.
Is that a mean thing or?
Oh, they get worse. So, I'm just going to explain these to you, like, if you wonder why, like, social media is so weird, this is what Nathan said. Skin and bone whore die. Then this is from
cute
Hayden Stanley. You have no talent. Just end it all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I feel like before we think that I'm a big baby, we can, like, think about the things that I have to see when I go on my phone. So I stopped going on my phone. I kind of want you guys to understand both sides, you know? Just doesn't make sense. We do actually see the stuff that you guys say about us. Usually we see the bad stuff more.
Yeah, the bad stuff always comes up.
Because the bad stuff gets pushed. So as much as you guys think we see the we love yous and all of that stuff, like we see a lot more negativity because...
Let's read some good DMs.
People play into that.
Because I just got a good one. I just want to let you know, I love your music and keep your head up. That was so nice.
That's very sweet. I love it when people with like 300,000 followers decide to like,
I hate you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, I found one good one. The rest are all group chats.
You are the most beautiful person I have seen except my mom.
Aww.
That's cute. I like that.
Wait, that's so cute.
That was so sweet. And good for you for putting your mom before me. She deserves it.
That was really cute.
Oh, you're the cutest human. Keep being you. Quain. Whoa. Her name is Drew. Like Drew for like a girl's name.
Oh, I love
that. That's so cute.
I love boys' names for girls.
I love that.
I like the name Dylan. I love the name Blake for a girl. Dylan and Blake for a girl. I'm trying to think about
that. She sent me like multiple super, super sweet.
So, I'm fostering a dog named Jim.
Jimothy.
Oh, well, this kind of is going to relate into two things. So, basically, I posted a TikTok with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, she only posts if it's a promo. First of all, you don't get paid to foster a dog. I'm fostering a dog because he's so cute and needs a home. And if anyone is looking to adopt a dog, Jim is the cutest dog ever. But I'll get back into that in like 2 seconds.
Second, good little bean.
I said that I only post if it's a promo because I am so mentally drained from reading the comments, I don't want to post. And basically, I was trying to say is I only post if I have to. Again, thinking without speaking, trying to just, like, use quick wit to defend myself in an awkward situation. But it came out very wrong. Okay, Jimmy, Jimothy, is my little foster pup. I think he's a beagle German Shepherd? I really don't know.
He's adorable.
He is the best dog in the entire world. He doesn't bark. He's crate trained. He just likes to snuggle. He loves other dogs. He was really good with our dogs. He loves all people. And he's so cute. He's like 4 months old. And if anyone's looking to adopt, he's honestly just such a good dog.
He is.
Like, we've fostered puppies before and they were like little crazy pups. But
yours was.
Yeah, mine was a little crazy
mine
pup.
Mine is super chill.
But Jim is very chill. He just like lays down.
He's also a lot older.
He cuddles. He snuggles with me at night.
He played with the, you know, the little heart pillows you have in your apartment? Mm-hmm. He's running around with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he plays with
so
toys.
Cute.
And he also shares toys because he played with our dogs and he was good with all of them. So if anyone's looking to adopt a dog, you can go Best Friends Animal Society, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've worked with them before. And I wanted to foster a dog basically because I've seen all these influencers getting dogs. And having a puppy is really fun,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, puppies live a full life.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going to be in the next couple months, in the next year. The world is going to open up, and I don't think I'll have time to be taking care of a one-year-old dog. Because I have my dog, Callie, but she's older. She's been around for a while, so
she
knows, like...
She can handle herself.
Yeah. I didn't want to get a puppy and then not be able to take care of it in a couple months.
But if you are able to foster a dog, I definitely recommend doing so.
It's
it is
so
much fun.
Like, you just get to know dogs' personalities. And for people, like, we have a lot of dogs and we've had a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what it's like. But for people who only have one dog or two, dogs have different personalities. And I really didn't know that until... We hung out with a lot of dogs. Some dogs are shy. Some dogs love attention. Some dogs, like, and you can see even in their faces even. So if you want to foster a dog, like, this isn't sponsored or anything.
No, it's
literally.
It's not sponsored. We just,
it's
like.
It's so fun.
And you can help a dog that.
Like, he got rescued.
Yeah.
He was left.
It could really help you, help these dogs live a happier life if they have a home and an owner that they can run around with and they get to cuddle. It can really help a lot of dogs, and there's older dogs that might be better trained. There's younger dogs. There's cats, too. Like, this is so important. So if you can, please look into it. Best Friends Animal Society.
Especially right now. We're all home right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of going to be a thing to help you get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And it's so cute.
And you get a little cuddle buddy.
Mm-hmm. Jimothy. I call him Jimothy.
Cutie.
So posting content, I get embarrassed. I get so embarrassed. I hate how I look at the camera. I look up and down. I roll my eyes. I turn my head too much. I hate how I look. I'm so insecure of every single move I make when I'm posting a video. I hate the song I pick.
I have something to
There's
say.
There's more
on
love
this.
Than hate, but at the same time,
the hate gets,
all you see is the hate.
Yeah.
And then if someone Like, someone was like, you turn your head to the left so many times, and now I'm like, I can't post a video ever again.
That's what people said when they said I touch my hair a lot. I play with my hair because I have anxiety, and, like, I run my fingers through my hair.
It's just, like, a nervous thing.
Yeah, and it's, like, people will say I do that on live, so I stopped going live because it was, like, embarrassing, and I don't want people to, like, notice that.
And I stutter when I talk sometimes because I talk, like, a lot when I'm nervous, and then I stutter. But I don't go live either because I'm so scared of just, like, talking and... Oh, the internet has made me so insecure. I used to not care about anything.
Yeah.
But honestly, lately as in, like, since I've hung out with you, honestly, I've been, like, a lot happier.
Yeah, I feel like... I mean, I'm getting help.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I left my house today, my mom said that we have to be more descriptive on the three nice things about each other, because she was not happy when she heard how
I like
boring.
Your shoes.
So we are going to wrap this episode with a detailed three nice things about each other.
Okay. I like how you came to my apartment this weekend and hung out with me. I feel like you got out of your comfort zone. I like your shoes. Also, am very happy that you came into the studio with me.
Oh, thanks, Dix. Dixie, I'm going to have to say I appreciate you letting me sit in the front seat and not Noah, because I felt like we were back, like, driving to school, and that was super fun. I really, really like your sweater. I don't know where you got it, but that color looks really good on you, and I like the designs.
Thanks.
And I really like your haircut. I feel like the bangs just suit you really well. I feel like the your hair, the way it is in the front, mm-hmm. suits you very well.
Something to remember.
So the month of February is Black History Month, and something that we would like to end this podcast episode with is to do some research and find out how you can help support Black-owned businesses and Black-owned restaurants.
And also, give attention to the Black creators, because they don't get the credit they deserve in a lot of ways, so just make sure you're helping support everyone, like we should every month, not just February, but especially now, let's pay better attention to how we react with people. And we should all use our own platforms to help uplift others.
We thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the Two Chicks Podcast, and we will be back with you next week.
Bye!